Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. This is our nursing home show, and it's in regards to everything about nursing homes. We want to get rid of them. Most of our fans, like us, really don't like them, and that's what's spearheaded this show. And they've gotten to really become real dear friends with InnerSight, and we've actually gotten people to get out of the nursing homes through listening to InnerSight, by watching our TV show, by listening to our podcasts, and actually wanting to hear what we have to say. And we also listen to what they have to say as well. And one person who really loved what I did is my mom, okay? And she really just lost her life the beginning of this year, and now it's coming close to 1 year. I cannot believe it. It just went by like poof, literally. We made fun of the word poof sometimes, but that word really hits home sometimes. My mom and a lot of my family, it's in the honor of my family, which actually just, when my mom passed away, just hit a climax. I'll just tell you a second. My mom, my dad, my great-grandmother, my two grandmothers, of course my both parents, and let's see, my paternal aunt, myself, I was in a nursing home for a long stay until we got my house accessible. They would not let me out until we had an accessible house. My husband had to literally grab pieces of wood and put them for a ramp and try to get it all together so I could stay out of the nursing home. And that took over 6-7 months just to take slats of wood and make them into a viable ramp until the county got together until we need to put her a lift. And that's what happened for me. But I saw the real deal, the real of four different nursing homes that I had to stay in because one didn't want to do this and the other didn't want to do that. It was just a pain. It really was. And I was dropped from a Hoyer lift. I was told that I couldn't have toilet paper. I mean, I was hoarding toilet paper that was from my own house. Come on, people. This is ridiculous. I was given food that looked worse than dog food and tasted even worse. Okay? I mean, I just cannot begin to tell you the horrible stories that even left in my own urine and feces. I mean, these were just a few stories. Could you imagine the people who lived there through COVID times, what they could tell you? But they can't speak, some of them. And that's what happened to me when I had my stroke. I couldn't speak for a little bit properly, okay? And I still have, you know, little bit of side effects from my stroke. Once in a while, you'll hear me say, you know. It's something that I have my battle with, which I'm going to conquer. I'm letting you know I'm going to conquer that, even if it means going to one of those, what do you call it, speech language pathologists, so I can actually conquer that, you know. They tell me it's a little bit of a seizure, but I am going to conquer that. That's what they say you must do. You must think positively, and day by day, do a little bit at a time, and you will conquer it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to use other words, like they say, and I'm going to conquer it. Everybody has their own fight to battle, including InnerSight. InnerSight's fight is to get rid of these nursing homes. And we're closer than ever. Frank just took a major step to get, it's a great segue. Frank wants to explain it to you right now, and I'm going to bring him on. Okay, here he comes. Hello.
Yeah,
InnerSight.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Good.
He explained today what happened with Tracy and you and everybody.
Well,
this
I
is
want
exciting.
I want since you have lost a big part of your family to nursing homes. I wanted to give you the honor. It's a major. I consider it a major breakthrough.
Oh, I do too. It's got.
And I'll tell you one reason why, because. The message is going to be on Amazon now.
Yeah.
Where
it
Trace
is beautiful.
Sell is going to be promoting her new book, you know.
Yes, yes.
And
she has
got 15 others that she's already written and promoted. And she does get royalties every month, so there's sales.
Awesome.
You know, so I'm very encouraged. Yeah, so... I brought you up to date. Why don't you tell people I'll fill in the gaps.
Yes, yes. All right, so I'm very excited about this. What it means is that we have a nice relationship with Tracy. She's such a sweet person, first of all. I had to mention that because I couldn't even be in on the little bit of negotiating, but I heard it all from Frank. You know, we just speak to each other all throughout the day. And Frank actually called me with this great news, and what it is that Tracy and us are going to be together, and also Ira Tucker, who's with the Dixie Hummingbirds, who his father was, you know, actually was with them, and he actually is the greatest publicist I've ever known so far, and he's very good at what he does, and all of us are getting together to work on this beautiful project, and what it is we are going to get to author at least two chapters, right, Frank, two?
Well, Tracy wants to donate a dollar from every
book dollar from me.
On the new book that she sells. In addition to that, she surprised me today. I didn't expect her to. She said, in addition to that, she wants to make a donation to Inner Sight. You know?
Wow, beautiful.
And then she wants to get her independent living center, who she's very close to become involved. And she wants to signal all the other independent living centers in the country to, you know, if they can't make a donation, at least buy a few books. You know?
Right. Very important.
And get on board. Now, everyone who wants to convert these nursing homes into accessible apartments, because that's the purpose. That would help millions of people, obviously. Everyone who believes in justice and freedom should be a part of this. You know, there's $172 billion being wasted on these nursing homes. People have to pay for things they don't even want. Who wants bad food? Who wants to be left in their waste for hours and hours and hours, you know? Who wants to deal with people who hold a rally and say, oh, we got to watch people die, and they don't do a damn thing about it.
That's right.
You know? They could see a lot less people die if they would insist upon the home health aides being in those places to help people.
And in a,
because
in
a lot
apartment.
Of them would be sent home.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Very much so. And
the people,
see, like,
the people
an
who, and I'm very disappointed in 1199. I used to know the president years ago. Mm-hmm. Very and I'm sure he's not there anymore, but I'm pretty sure anyway. But I'm very disappointed in the union that they got up there and they didn't fight for the safety of the residents by insisting that the home health care people be brought in, and I'm very disgusted with the doctors and the nurses who claim that they care about their patient. That's a bunch of bull. If you cared about your patient and there's a way that they could be relieved, you know, by being helped to take a shower or be changed and they don't have to waddle in their own waste, if you cared about your patient, you would insist that these home health cares would be there. You're not going to make less money if they're there.
That's
you're still going to get your damn salary.
let me tell you what happened to me. I was 2 weeks, solid 2 weeks. I'm not getting a shower or even a sponge bath. I needed help. And I had a torn, literally, all the muscles in my left leg were torn. And I couldn't even put any weight on it. They didn't want me to put any weight. I needed a solid
There's a million stories like that.
Yeah, but they couldn't decide if my room was part of the A team or the B team. I didn't care what team they were. Just help me wash. Seriously. Yeah. And
they
cannot
help these people the way they should be helped. Mathematically.
And the A team.
They can't do it.
No.
But they don't want to do anything to fix it. That's the worst part.
That is.
All right, you can't do it. You're overwhelmed. I understand that. But take a stand with us. You know, you don't want to say it as a union or workers. Bring in a site in. We'll say it.
Oh, we will.
We'll say it.
I guarantee you we will.
We're not afraid to say it.
I'm not afraid.
Tracy's not afraid to say it.
No.
And all the others.
Experienced.
Let me just finish explaining. So I called my good friend Ira Tucker, who literally made Stevie Wonder famous. I mean, everybody would have to agree with that. And many, many other stars, you know, including Patti LaBelle, and there's a whole mess of them, you know, that Ira worked with over the years. Paul Simon is another one. And he loved the idea of the book, and that Tracy wants to donate the book, and Tracy wants to put a ribbon on the cover of the book that would let people know that when they buy this book, they're helping to get rid of nursing institutions. Now, Ira's going to orchestrate the words. I mean, that's what he's good at. That's what he did for Stevie all those years, you know. He helped him with his albums, the titles, and everything, you know. So he's going to orchestrate the words. He's got a... by the way, he is the head chairman of the Thanksgiving parade tomorrow in Philly. So he's been doing that for 15 years. You know, he put the whole thing together, and to give you an idea of the kind of person and credentials he has. You know, his dad was the lead singer of the Dixie Hummingbirds, the oldest gospel group in the world.
Yeah.
He's working on a museum for gospel to be built in Philly, and that's almost ready to start. And he has asked me to be a consultant on that project for the disabled. So I'm proud and happy
to
be involved in that. And many, many celebrities will be, showing up at the grand opening. So I'm not a celebrity, but hey. I'm going to show them how to make it
accessible
for the disabled, you know, Braille and raised print, and make sure everybody can get in and all that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's Ira. That's some of the things he's done and is doing currently, you know, and he's a great, great, he was injured in a major car accident and became disabled.
That's right.
And ever since he became disabled, I noticed he's been more intent with us and in touch with us and in helping, you know. So we have that. We have Tracy with the book. We're going to hold a news conference in January when the book comes out. We're working on that. We're trying to get another group that she knows involved of disabled young people who have invited her to speak at their group. And I'd like to turn that into the news conference, because the more people you have, the better.
Yeah.
You know? So we're going to see how that works. In any event, we're going to make this happen. The book will be available on Amazon. you know, which is a big platform and a big exposure for this cause.
Very much so.
You know, Amazon has a lot of money. You never know. They may step up and then donate $10 million.
That'd be nice.
And also we're going to try to connect Tracy up with talk shows.
Oh, awesome.
And, of course, the news, and of course, my good friend, Michelle Charlesworth, without question.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
undoubtedly do her best to do a story on this. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. That's the excitement around this nursing home show that we just started, a month ago?
Yes.
We just started this show a month ago, world.
That's
and
right.
Already
a buzz.
We have a best-selling writer who's disabled involved.
That's right.
Now, to me, that's a major breakthrough.
Yes, it is.
You know. And we have the independent living silo. Yeah. Silo, who donated, made a $700 donation to us because of this show.
That's right.
Now, what were you going to say?
I've been doing my little thing by every which way. I've been posting little things on all different media and whatever I can to put it everywhere I can. Because we're a little bit... Like in the beginning, we were a little bit short on money until we got to 700, and then we got a little bit, you know, just going around, you know, putting it everywhere I could, you know. And then I would see the results of it. It was really kind of weird, Frank. And I'd say, wait a minute, that's us, you know. It was really kind of funny when I'd see it someplace else, and I'd be like, okay, since they liked it, let me see if I can send it more to them, you know. And then that's what I've been doing, and it has been
helping. Well, once we get the book
ready. Oh, boy.
You know, and it has the ribbon on it of what the book is dedicated to or being used for. You know, we can promote that all over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and,
we are on
really
podcasts.
Get it out there.
A lot. We are on Google Podcast. We're on Google Podcast. We are on Apple Podcast. And I think we might even be on Amazon Podcast. But that's just, you know, the start. It's not like people have to pay for it yet. But that's a start. That's really a big start right there. Once
well, the
they
book
see
will be
that you're on
Amazon.
Of course.
You know,
but
just think, a dollar a book. If she sells 30,000 copies off the top, there's $30,000 for Intersight.
Right, yeah.
You know,
right.
And we're also going to find a bookstore
to
where she can do a signing.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And we'll promote that. And whatever ideas, of course, Ira has, which
he's brilliant.
invaluable. I mean, you can't put a price on that, you know, because
he
is just such a genius.
Brilliant. Yeah.
You know, you never know who he's going to pull out of the hat, what celebrity he's going to pull out of the hat who is looking for something like this, you know?
Very true.
So we're on the way. You know, I can see a public service announcement happening by a celebrity who believes
celebrity.
In freedom and justice. I'm not going to name any names, but there are several... in the wings that we have talked about, Ira and I have talked about.
That's great.
And I know it's going to happen.
I feel it's going to happen. Anthony would like to speak a little bit.
The fact that we got Tracy on board is a big, big plus.
Oh, yeah.
A woman who is a major writer, a seller of books. You know, 15 of them on Amazon.
That's beautiful.
A woman who gets royalties every month, she told me.
Yeah.
You know, so she's there. And, but she wants to enhance her help, the help that she can give to the disabled, and that's why she's doing all this, you know.
Yeah.
So look out.
She's so
here comes Intersight.
That's right. Watch out.
And every agency that wants to help, let them buy it. Let them buy 20 books and give them out.
That's right. Yeah, they should.
Or make a donation.
Yeah.
You know, every agency should do something to help this. It's not only for the people who are currently in the nursing homes. It's the people for whom in 20 years, 10, 20 years, will be eligible for nursing homes.
It's me.
We want to keep you out.
That's right.
And the best way to do that is to get, is to convert these places. Turn them into something good. Right now they're horrible. We want to turn them into something good. Well, you want to take a phone call?
Yes, I do. Okay.
All right,
here
go ahead.
Sure, Anthony. Yes, I will. Anthony from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, Tony.
How's everything? I'm glad that, you know, for InterSight, that we're going to get this donation and hopefully, you know, make lives better for people and get more people in their homes. And I'll be looking forward to a prosperous, you know, happy and healthy new year for us all. But I was wondering, Suzanne, what are some of the criterias, what are some of the reasons, I should say, because that's not the proper usage of the word, that you can be transferred out of a nursing home? What could they not want to deal with that, you know, a person could have? Because I've never heard of that one before. I'm in the dark about it. I really don't know, you know, under what, you know, type of situation they would, you know, want you out of the nursing home.
Oh, they were really, oh, my goodness. Here's what they said to me. Either you go there or go to two things, okay? You had to either go to a mental place or go to a state-run place. Or they had multiple things coming my direction, and I just didn't, you know, I was like, listen, you guys are really, you know, not, I called my husband immediately, and they were giving me trouble trying to get out of the nursing home, and I even called Joe at the time, and I said, Joe, they're giving me trouble. He goes, don't let them let you go without medical advice or something like that. So then they called, the social worker. The social worker said, oh, I could have put you on another floor. I said, no, I want out. And that's what I did. I got out.
Yeah, because,
you know,
that's what she's trained to.
Yeah. But it wasn't really, I was going between each nursing home like that because I had gone out to get some medical procedure. And then when I went to come back in, they didn't keep my bed, see? Because I complained too much, basically.
So,
they never kept
my
bed.
So basically, because they're so in a hurry to fill their beds to continue to make money.
Right, to keep
what
it warm.
You're saying, right, yeah, because you can't, you know, have that bed empty. You have to have somebody living in there till they die,
that's
and that's
right.
That.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, you have to get every penny out of them until they take their last breath. So basically, what they did was, because you complained and they, you know, you hoarded toilet paper, so they said they try to make it look like you had mental problems. And, okay, the toilet paper thing wasn't going to work, but they tried to intimidate you because you complained too much.
They invaded my closet, literally.
Yeah.
They started throwing things around.
You said I'm hoarding toilet paper because you're full of crap.
I didn't think of that at the time, trust me. I was really insulted that they were doing anything to my closet.
I mean, what's the big deal? What were they looking for? You know, you had too much toilet paper in their view. So, basically, they were
really
going to make you...
And the sad part is, my toilet paper was blue and their toilet paper was white. Now, tell me, that's a big difference, isn't it?
Right. I mean, what's the big deal? You know, you had your own. So basically, they're going to make your life a living hell at a toilet paper.
That's right.
I mean.
And all I had was
so,
three rolls. No big deal. Mm-hmm. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, they just don't like anything that's, you know, out of their standards,
normal.
You know, depending on their stuff. But they don't give you enough for anything. So
yeah, let me just before I just want to put something in here because I think it's very important. I have a friend of mine. Her name is June German, who is used to be the head lawyer for the Mental Health Information Service in New York State. And anybody who's having a problem in a nursing home, if you have a problem, call Inner Sight, you know. I'm not saying that June will take your case, but I can tell you one thing. You'll get the best legal advice in the world how to combat a nursing home if they want to try to put you on a state institution. Inner Sight can make that inquiry for you. So call us.
I might get her.
Let me get the number. 631-224-3090. June and I are very good friends. And I can talk to her anytime I want. What?
That's great. I might want her for my aunt because she's going to be definitely coming here. So I have to actually maybe see if I can get her on board. Because I don't think she has...
Yeah, when your aunt is here, you mean, in New York?
When she's here, yeah. She's coming very shortly.
So what do they think they're going to do, run rings around people's head and, you know, talk in all kinds of ways that people wouldn't understand and tell you that, you know, if you don't stop this, you're going to wind up in an institution, in a state facility, this and this and that,
everything.
Which is basically a
everything
bunch of bull. Yeah,
right.
And you know that they're not going to do anything but switch you to another nursing home or another floor. You know?
That's what they did. Well, what they did is if you didn't have enough, insurance money left, then they swapped you from a rehabilitation floor or if they didn't like you or whatever it is. They created it as they went along. There was no rhyme, reason, policy. If they liked you, they kept you on the rehab floor if they had room.
Right.
Which was
so
their
Suzanne,
baby, you know.
Right, yeah, that's where they make the most money probably. That's why they wanted
that's
to
right.
keep you. So what happens to someone when they quote-unquote max out of a nursing home? Are those people that they don't think need to be in a nursing home, or are those the people that their insurance refuses to pay?
No, you go to a different nursing home. You go to a different nursing home, and what happens is that nursing home usually is mostly of the state-run nursing homes, and they usually have failed out of the system. The state has taken them over.
Wow.
And they have to go to court to do that, though. That's a court.
Yeah.
So you can't imagine what kind of care a person's going to get there. Because when my uncle was in a
nursing home. Well, not necessarily. Some of the nursing homes that are still in the, I would say, the 1-5 system might be worse, actually, than, which is really sad. Okay, all of this is all sad. If you want to ask me that question, they all are sad. I had a one that I thought was still in the 1-5 system be lower than a state-run nursing home. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to really do your homework. You got to look at the nursing home. You got to look at the comments, you know, for at least 5 years, at least. Okay? You got to see what the people have to say. You got to really interpret it for over 5 years and what they're saying about it. You know, you got to
believe it.
I really wonder to myself, where are the laws in this country? I mean, you know, I thought that, you know, when you get out of a nursing home, it shouldn't be from facility to facility. They should try to get you back in your home based on, you know, your needs and abilities and things like that. But we know that they fall in love with you and it's all a moneymaker and that's all it is. Because when my uncle was in a nursing home, they told him that he maxed out, you know, and he wanted to go to another one that was better. But they didn't have any open spaces, and they told me you would have to wait on a waiting list. But then they called my uncle, and they told him that somebody would have to take him and that he would have to live in my uncle's house with a home attendant because they, you know, he maxed out of the nursing home, and the insurance company wouldn't pay for him to be in a facility anymore. So basically at that point...
And somebody had to take care of him.
Right, and then, you know, disabled people are not allowed to legally... be put into a shelter, so my uncle had to take him. Otherwise, they would have had to find him some sort of an apartment somewhere to live, because they said he couldn't live there anymore. And
They could force somebody to do that. You know that. And then also, even if they force somebody to do that, okay, and say, like in my case, they can't force me, so then they would call me negligent.
Uh-huh.
That's the key. So then they would say, you were forced to put your family member in a nursing home, because I was already receiving care myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
What happened
in
my scenario.
Right, because they said you couldn't take every month. So in a nursing home, but they can also force you to take your elderly or disabled relative out of a nursing home and into your home when they say that, you know, the insurance is maxed out and they won't pay for them to be in a facility anymore?
No, they could force you the opposite. They could force you when they're in their own home, okay,
mm-hmm.
and force you to put them into a nursing home situation like I had to do, okay,
yeah.
and to sell off all of their possessions. This is what they forced me to do. And I actually found the paperwork and a photo. I took a picture of the photo, and I have a picture of my mom. I just found this the other day, Frank, and I'm going to put it on our petition. I want people to see it. The only approval.
Yeah, don't forget to file a petition, change.org.
Yes. Yeah, everybody. Please.
You know, that's a shame that you had to give up everything she ever owned all her life, and things that she loved or you loved, or, you know, your family might have loved, just for her to, you know, be put in a facility that you didn't want her to be put in the first place. Instead of fighting with you to, you know, get more hours for her, the 24 hours, and you could have made accommodations or whatever, you know, you needed. They
forced her to go. You know what I sat down doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mourned her twice, I call it. You know, the real final mourning was when she died, of course, but the actual me looking at all of her possessions in a room tore me apart, okay? It literally tore me apart. See, I've got to be able to do something better than this, is what I kept asking myself. And then I just sat there crying. I didn't know what else to do.
They left you no choice.
Right.
And that's a shame.
They said to me, if I did not do that, I would be in jail, period. I had the paperwork. They said it right there. And the people from, like, a whole bunch of...
You wouldn't be in
so
jail if you had the money.
Suzanne,
right.
They couldn't put a... You are considered disabled, and they're not allowed to put a disabled person in jail under state law because of your condition and things like that. I don't think they could do that. I highly doubt it. I know that if you're disabled from birth, they couldn't. You know, yeah. I mean, what are they going to do?
They were just threatening me.
They like to
muscles.
Threaten people. Half of that
yeah,
stuff.
They
do. But I didn't know that for sure.
Yeah, it says that on... on paperwork and stuff like that, and they tell you that if you cut a disabled person's hours and they're elderly and, you know, you neglect them, which obviously they can call APS for, you know, but then again, there is no real, you know, tough laws that are, you know, after people that are able to take care of people who they live with them and they neglect them and things like that. But that's also the problem, too, because when you get out of a nursing home, there aren't a lot of, you know, affordable housing options.
No, there isn't.
And, you know, accessible housing options,
but
too.
But they're the worst.
Which,
I'm sorry. The worst
which makes,
neglectful. I'm sorry.
Right. That's okay. Which makes it, you know, easier and, I don't know, people just settle into, you know, well, we'll just keep them in a nursing home because they're already here. And, you know, I don't have much of a better option anyway, and I could never deal with it because nobody's going to help me and I can't afford it. And it's all about
right.
the money, and that's really what it's about. I mean, you know, if you had the money, you didn't have to be there. You can afford private home care. You can afford to live any place you want. You can afford to have a ramp built, and they know that. But, you know, their interest, like I said yesterday, is not about, you know, the people that they had to watch die and wrap up. You know, they do that every day, and they don't have any feelings behind it. and they'll just call that keeping it professional, which, you know,
that's
may be true, but like I said, I think that, you know, some people, they see so much of death, they become desensitized to it. And also, number two, when you don't know somebody and they're not your relative, you know, you don't have that emotional feeling and attachment to them.
Right.
So that's why they don't care about the treatment and quality of care that they give to people. And, you know, they figure that their life is going to be what it is because they're old anyway, and it was that way before they came, and they just let them live like that till they die. But, you know, this issue has been going on in the nursing homes for years about it being understaffed. And, it, you know, they only want to talk about it every so often when they need more money. You remember, Suzanne, that I've had home care now over 20 years, and I've seen a lot of people come and go. You know, the greedy, the selfish, the heartless, the incompassionate,
healer.
The rude, the prejudice. You know, remember that I don't have to be in a nursing home to know what it's like. And I know that, you know, when they talk about the quality of care that the patients get, they really don't care because they're only looking to work there till they retire, and they just have to talk about it because it's, because it's a requirement when you work in a nursing home. And they don't want to look too incompassionate because they're afraid of being
fired. How many people who work in these nursery homes as aides or even nurses will wind up in one of them?
Eventually they will, but they don't think it's ever going to happen to them. But I'll tell you what, Frank, I've sat here and have had home health aides, and it would totally turn your stomach to listen to them talk because they sit there and go, oh, you know, who died last night? Miss that one, Mrs. that one. Oh, she died. Mm. Oh, she died. And then you know when the state's coming because they tell, oh, the state's coming. They have to change the curtains, and they're going to move some of the beds around. Mm. No matter
how you cut it, those places are horrible.
Yeah,
well,
and everybody
came one time for my mom, and that was really bad because my mom had fallen from, it was supposed to be a two-person assist. Okay, and I told you guys about when she hit her head so hard on the floor that there was blood on the inside of her skull, okay, and on the outside of her skull. So you know she fractured her skull, okay? This was one major thing that, and then she woke up from it. I'm amazed my mom woke up from that and didn't die right there. All right? I'm just amazed at the quality of stupidity that comes from that. And then also somebody saying to me, she hits me, why can't I hit her? Well, yeah, I've heard all of that.
Well, she's mentally ill. She doesn't know better.
Her
mind is not up
there. You know what I had said to them? I said to them, wait a second, you're comparing your mind that's, you know, supposedly normal with my mom who has, you know, Alzheimer's and also some paranoid thinking. You're comparing your mind with her? Oh, I don't understand that. That's what I said. I don't understand that at all.
How do you even know that she hit the person?
How did I know? She had a black eye. She had a back eye.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you know that Rosie hit the
aide? That person
did it.
That's it. She didn't.
You don't know that.
All she did was grab onto her arms, and she could have been grabbing on for more support. And then the woman just pushed her down. She didn't want anybody touching her. The aide. Mm. It's horrible.
Terrible. And they just blow it off like that.
Yeah. Then don't be an aide. Sweep the floor, I say. I challenge you. If you don't want anybody to touch you, then don't be an aide. Simple. Because they're going to touch you. You need the balance. You need the support.
That's what the home health aides are about, too. When they're in the home, they're supposed to hold your hand, or you're supposed to be able to hold on to them to, you know, and, you
to
know, they would attend
yourself
to you much better and, you know, give you one-on-one care, and it's more compassionate, more supportive, and you can get everything done you need. So I can't, you know, see why anybody would want to, you know, put their relative in a nursing home. I mean,
I've been told so many different things.
I got to recognize a few people, but I also want to.
Yep.
This is our Thanksgiving show. I want to.
Yes, it has to be
talk about that a little bit. So.
Okay.
We're going to move on.
Okay.
Anthony,
great.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Anthony,
Suzanne.
Thank
have a great
input, as always.
You're welcome. Take care. You all. Bye bye.
Take care. Have a great holiday. Bye bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Once again, I want to thank Tracy Garner for her caring and being there and
generosity,
becoming involved in trying to get rid of these nursing homes. Greatly appreciate her donating $1 from every book, the new book coming out in January. We'll get all the details for you. This is our Thanksgiving show, and people should give thanks that you're not in a nursing home.
And
we hope you never have to go to one. And that's another reason why we're doing all this. You know, 20 years down the road to get rid of these places or turn them into good dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
And so people won't be able to go to nursing homes.
I want a child to say to their parent, Mommy, what is a nursing home or what is a nursing facility? What is a nursing institution? What are these places? I've never seen one. I want a child to say that. And
if the parent can't answer the question,
that's a beautiful thing. Yes, they can.
Inner sight.
I would say a horrible place you don't want to think of.
Yeah. Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004, one of our dear friends. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We appreciate their help in keeping this show going. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, to mention a few of our friends. Suffolk Bus Corp. And all the others, we give thanks to all who have helped us over the years and now coming to an impasse. Maybe that's the wrong word. Coming to a beginning of something new.
Oh, yeah.
With someone who can really help us get this thing off the ground. And we are going to do our best for Tracy and the book. And I know Ira will do his best and everybody that's going to join us. Because I'll tell you something. I think a lot of people are going to notice what we're doing. And they're going to step up. If they don't have money, they're going to donate their time.
That's right.
And that's good, too.
I have that feeling, too. Yeah.
What?
I have that feeling also. They're going to donate their time, their energy, anything that they could to help.
Yeah. So when you give thanks tomorrow, be thankful that you don't have to be in a nursing facility. Be thankful that your loved one is not in a nursing facility.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And my friend Margaret proves that it's got nothing to do with age. At 95, she still works.
Mm-hmm.
And I can safely say she's not going to a nursing facility.
Oh, that's the truth.
So a great, great lady and who sets the example how to stay out of those places. You know?
Yeah.
I think the government should award her. Matter of fact, we ought to give
her an
award. That'd be nice. Give her an award and point out that the government should use her as a model to keep people out of nursing homes.
That's
to get
true.
Rid of them. There's a thought.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
95 years old, and she's not in a nursing home, and she's working, and she's alert and intelligent. You know, amazing, man.
It is.
The woman is amazing. I want to get her. I want to get her on the show.
Yeah, I'd like to.
We got to get Margaret.
Maybe she could teach me some tricks to get.
I may
moving.
See her tomorrow in the morning when
That'd
I go get
great.
My coffee, and I got to give her my card and have her call in because we people need to hear from women, from people like that.
Oh yeah. I would love to.
Inner Sight, and we give thanks because we've come a long way, over 111,000, and now to
and
have
300
now. Now to have a famous writer join our cause. What?
We have 111,371.
All right.
We haven't even
started getting donations from the book yet.
Not yet.
Wait, till that happen?
Wait, oh my.
No. I bet you Ira can figure out a way that Tracy could sell a million books.
Oh God. Then I'll be sitting here on the podcast going,
a million
I
bucks
for Inner Sight. I can't keep up with all the callers.
Then you'll see some
love
action
that day.
World.
Yeah, I know.
Then you better look out, because Perino's going to go visit the owners of these places.
Ah, then I'll come with you. And we'll hire an aide for Suzanne to
and
come
And one of them is going to see the light. I want to tell you something.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're going to see the light.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford not to.
That's right.
If we get the money to build a campaign and have a guy like Ira Tucker behind it, they're not going to be able to keep their nursing homes open.
No,
I'm going to tell you something.
They're going to want to make them apartment buildings, like we said they
could. Do something good with them. You still make money.
Do you know how many people who are disabled, who are in homeless shelters right now because they do not have any housing, okay? That is the problem. You're a step away from being
in a homeless
shelter. Well,
that's where we would put up an amendment to the ADA. Every eligible apartment must be made accessible.
There you go. That's it in a nutshell.
That can become part of this very easily.
Right. You know how long ago this stems from? When they made the ADA. Okay? They should have made it from the beginning. What happened to me when I was getting out of college and I asked, you know, one of Clinton's aides, that's how long ago it was. That was 30-something years ago, 31 to be exact. Okay?
Yeah.
And I said to him, listen, so what does the ADA give us? Right? And I said, I just like to know in housing. Do you know what he said to me? He did not give me a good answer. He just said, read the ADA. Here's the ADA. Go to this website. And that's all I got. I didn't ask for that. All right. I said to him, I asked for something much more, you know, with a better, you know, detail than what
we have to do is be able to say to a congressman, look, you want us to support you? Inner Sight. We'll put up $100,000 for your campaign if you do this and that and A, B, and C. You know, that's what everybody else says to them.
Yeah.
Why can't we? If you have the money. You know, I would do it. If I can't do it through Inner Sight, I'll do it personally if I have the money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we wish everybody a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. And you know, one of the ways to stay healthy, stay out of those damn nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they will ruin whatever health you have quickly.
Yes,
fast.
Food, any kind of bed sores that you get from their craziness. all of that.
Yeah. And I want to, I'm very disturbed about something that I'm seeing here with these doctors and nurses. You know, doctors and nurses, you're supposed to care about your patient that you visit in the nursing
That's
home.
True.
Okay, especially the doctors, the nurses are there all the time. You should make sure that that person is absolutely comfortable as far as possible, which means that you should insist, and if you need an organization to back you up, who or advocates for the disabled, call us.
That's right.
We'll back you up. You should insist that these home health aides are brought in to help this person.
That's right.
It's not going to affect the aide who works there or the nurse, because the person's not there 24 hours. Maybe if they're there 5 hours, the person gets some help.
You're lucky. Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about taking over somebody's job, and we're not talking about having to fight for the money. The money's already there. But the doctor needs to take a stand, a strong stand.
That's right.
To the point
there's a whole bunch
where
that are.
Where they would say, this place is hurting my patient by allowing them to stay for hours in their own waste and making them uncomfortable and then fighting with them over it, telling them, oh, we can't, we don't have enough help. They shouldn't
that's
be doing cool. that.
No. They shouldn't be doing
anything. It's unethical.
It isn't.
It's very unethical.
Mm-hmm.
So I blame the doctors and the nurses for this.
Yes. Yeah.
They need to take a stand.
Yeah.
To help their patient. And again, it doesn't involve money. See? The money is there. The home health aide will gravitate to someone else if their client goes into a nursing home. They'll just send them out to somebody else's house. Why not send them to the nursing home to help
That's
that
right.
same person? They're going to need more help in the nursing home.
That's
and
right.
Look at all the stories you've been hearing.
Of course.
And there's thousands more.
Yeah, there are.
So we urge, we demand that these doctors take a stand and do anything they can to get these home health aides in these places.
Yes. Without that, you will not get anywhere, because they're the ones who do the nitty-gritty. They're the ones who actually sit there and do everything, you know?
Yeah, and they're the ones that'll be there when the regular aides can go and help somebody else, and do a better job of it, because they won't have to rush around like maniacs.
That's right.
And throw something on somebody's bed or whatever, you know. I wonder how many mistakes they make because of it.
Oh, yeah.
That you don't hear about. You know? I bet you there's plenty of them every day.
Right.
Because they got to rush from one person to the next. And it's even worse if you gotta help somebody take a shower and you gotta rush that. You know how dangerous that is?
Very much. I almost fell in the shower by that.
So let these doctors and nurses get off their ass and do something about it.
Of course.
Don't complain. I don't want to hear you gotta watch people die. Help them.
Then do something
so
about it.
You don't
it.
Have to watch them die.
Exactly.
You can watch them live a little longer.
That's right.
You know, I mean that's absolutely horrible. There's no excuse for that. No excuse whatsoever. And that's one of the things that we're going to be fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
With the donations from Tracy's book. You can be damn sure
Oh, you can.
You know, if we get enough money and we can hire an aide to help someone in the nursing home and turn that into publicity, we'll do it. Believe me, we'll do it.
Yeah, we sure will.
To show that all the aides should be in there.
Yeah.
You know? That's another thing we can try to pull off. We have the money. Pay for it. Inner Sight can pay for it.
Yeah, definitely.
There are agencies now who can pay for it and who won't and who don't.
That's right. Right?
They can make money on that, too.
Yeah, I know.
They can fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and go to the public and say, hey, we got to raise money because... We want to help X amount of people to have an aid. You know, because the people in the nursing home are shorthanded. They can't take care of all these people.
That's true.
I mean, that fact is out there already anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to
yeah,
all.
It's
we'll
get
be
better,
back.
I know.
We'll be back with you Monday
mm-hmm.
on Mad or Glad. Take a few days off.
Yeah.
And stay within our sight as we go into this campaign with the book. You know, we're planning a news conference. Where Tracy and I talked about bookstores that would handle her book, where she can do signing, that we can get more publicity.
Oh, that's great!
And we have, of course, Ira Tucker Jr., who will be orchestrating all the. Publicity and giving us his expertise.
That's great.
On how to best pull that off.
That's awesome.
So not only is Tracy a major step forward, Ira is too on this now.
Oh yeah, he needed something that would you know come out like this for him to use his skill, you know, and that's something that is priceless, really. He's a great skill in that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can't promise anything, but I'll tell you one thing. It won't be long. When this thing gets off the ground, it won't be long before Stevie Wonder knows the whole story. That's all I got to say.
That's me too. Yep.
You know.
Usually you want to know what Frank's doing lately? That's what... Right?
Well,
yep.
If I have to go to California,
I'll be coming with you. I swear I will.
I wouldn't.
And you know I'm not the healthiest. I'll be making
him. I would let my dog talk to him.
90 seconds.
He's a big dog lover.
He is? Really? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw him as a dog. Yeah. We got 90 seconds.
No, he doesn't have one, but... He's a big dog lover.
He is.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much.
Right.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Let me give you our Inner Sight phone number. 631-224-3090. What we got, a minute?
60 seconds.
All right, so it's your show. You end it the way you want.
Okay, yes. I just want to end it saying that we're very thankful for everybody who likes to help. And just, you know, come and be on the bandwagon and help us get this started. And, Frank, I like the way you end the show. Can you end it?
All right, thank you very much. See you Monday. Inner Sight. We're moving forward.
Freedom. Yes, we
are.
We're
determined to do it. Inner Sight freedom. Goodbye,
yes.
World. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.